Shahid actor Rajkumar Rao took everyone by surprise as he shared a picture on social media of his transformation for his upcoming web series Bose. Rao, who lost a lot of weight for his character in Vikramaditya, Motwane Strapped, has now been hogging cheesecake, pizzas, sweets, aloo parathas, biryani to gain weight for portraying Subhash Chandra Bose, gaining 11 kgs. TV actor Moni Roy, who has already started prepping for her role in Reema Kakti's Gold, is rumoured to have another film to herself. The actor will be romancing Salman Khan's brother-in-law, Ayush Sharma, as Salman launches him in the industry. Earlier reports also suggested that Salman will be launching Moni in one of his home productions as well. Starting off promotions for their controversial movie Lipstick Under My Burqa, actor Ratna Pathak Shah, Konkana Sen Sharma, Ahana Kumar and Plabita Bo Thakur started a campaign shaming the patriarchal society that exists in the country. The actors shared their pictures on social media account holding red lipstick in their hands, slightly placing their middle finger on it and urging women across to strike the lipstick pose. Bajirao Mastani actor Ranveer Singh will be getting a big gift on the occasion of his birthday. A wax statue will be designed at the Griven Wax Museum in Paris, joining the likes of Shah Rukh Khan. The actor was supposed to inaugurate the statue himself on his birthday. Priyanka Chopra's Bengali production, Nalini, follows Rabindranath Tagore's relationship with his English teacher. Annapurna Atmaram's relationship landed in a soup. Staff and students of Kolkata's Vishwabharti University have expressed discomfort over showing their guru in bad light. One of the scenes include a kissing scene between Rabindranath Tagore and the teacher. Imran Hashmi will next be seen in spy drama Captain Nawab, which is about a spy who lands in Pakistani army. The actor will be practicing to use arms as a part of preparation for his spy act. The film is all set to go on floors in October. Andrew Garfield is getting criticized for saying he's gay, but without the physical act. Garfield is starring on stage as a gay man with AIDS in a London production of Angels in America. Britain's Gay Time magazine reports Garfield told the audience at a panel discussion that he is not currently gay, but left open the door for an awakening later in his life. The comment has sparked criticism from some on Twitter, who say the remark is insensitive to the struggles of gay people. Daniel Day Kim has broken his silence following news that he won't be returning to Hawaii Five-O next season. The actor took to social media to thank the producers and released an official statement in which he stated that he won't return to the show following equity pay battle and salary drama. Nicole Kidman, James Franco, Milo Ventimiglia and Alexander Skarsgård named their favorite Spice Girl and reinterpret the group's wannabe to celebrate the song's 21st anniversary. Kidman, Britt Marling and Katie Foy agree they love Victoria Beckham, posh spice and her fashion skills, while Franco, Skarsgård and Johnny Flynn all admit to having had a crush on Emma Bunton, otherwise known as Baby Spice. Acclaimed musician and former Prince drummer John Blackwell Jr., who battled two brain tumours, dies at age 43. The drummer has performed in Prince's band New Power and has also played with Patti LaBelle, Justin Timberlake and D'Angelo.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.